Okay, Shavuot Tov. I'm not at home. So here over at the Rogoffs in Tzur Hadassa, and we'll continue. Well, I think we should start the daf from here. Today's daf in Masechet Chulin brought to you from Tzur Hadassa is daf Pei Vav, and we are holding one third of the way down. And yesterday, we were talking about what do you do if you need blood of a bird in order to be marchik, the larvae of moths. So we learned over there that the question, can you make it a treifa? And then it would be a shkita shena ruyat, since Rabbi Paskin's not like Reb Shimon. When it comes to kisui adam, that would be an eitz. You can obviously be neicher. That's the last thing that we learned. Asks the Gemara today, how is it possible that such a terrible thing would happen, that a yaniva should fall into kitna, davka, of the one person that it can't possibly have happened to? Because this is a story, we said this happened to, they came and they asked Rebbe, and this is Rebbe Chia nofala yaniva. So Rebbe Chia's linen was affected by moth larvae, and we're told that the amazing thing is that after Rebbe Chia came to Eretz Yisrael, everything changed. Minofala yaniva bekitna. How is it possible that this happened to Rebbe Chia? After all, v'yomarovim baraba v'yomarovim avin bashva, mishalu b'nei ha'gola. From the time that the Bnei HaGolah, which we're going to see is a reference to Rebbe Chia, came up from Bavel, it's absolutely, everything has changed. Posko hazikin, v'azuot, v'aruchot, v'arahamin, v'loich mitzienam, all the bad things that used to happen in life stopped happening over here in Eretz Yisrael. There were no more earthquakes, no more simonim of meteors, or thunders, winds, loich mitzienam, the wine never went sour, and lolaka pishtanam. The flax never went bad. And here it says his flax went bad. And who are these tremendous chassidim that changed all the patterns in Eretz Yisrael? Not nucha chamim inayim b'Rabbi Chia u'banav. It was dafka Rabbi Chia. And now Rabbi Chia's own flax went bad? How's it possible? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It's always like that. Ki ma'an yizchutayu ha'alma adidulo. It's perfect for Shabbat ve'etchanan. The schus that people, that these tzaddikim and chassidim have, that helps to protect the rest of the world. But it's not going to help to protect them, because they're not soymech on their schuyot. So their schuyot are completely useless for them. They never use their schuyot. And this is like the famous, beautiful mimer out of Rabbi Yudah Merav. The Amr of Yudah Merav, b'chol yom v'yom bat kol yotzeit v'yomeret kol ha'olam kulon nizan b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni daylo b'kav cheruvim me'erv Shabbat or Shabbat. It's Rabbi Chanina ben Taisa. The whole world is based on Rabbi Chanina ben Taisa. It's his schus that keeps the whole world alive, and he's got nothing to eat. He manages to get one kav of carrots a week. That's what he lives on, because his schus doesn't do a darn thing for him. So this is mamish, this week's parasha, that tzaddikim never ask. This is the V'yetchanan. That is Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want anything that should be from my zechuyot. I only want that it should be a matnas chinam. And this was the same idea that the Rabbeinu Bachya brings in the Hakdomot, in the Parsha, that that's the inyan of the chen. This is the same chen that we find by Yosef HaTzadik. And that, as the Medrash says, if Yosef HaTzadik had been even one dime's worth of what it is that he collected for Paro, if he had been Nenefram it personally, so he never could have been the Mashbir L'chol Olam Kula. So it was the Schus of Yosef, exactly the same thing. These are all the Chen people, of course. This is Rabbi Chanina ben Taisa, and this is the idea of Ve'et Chanan. Exactly the same concept. If somebody is in a relationship of absolute reality, so then there is no zechut for him. By the way, Andy, you were asking, Arab Shabbos, you were asking about the concept of chinam. I thought of a very easy way to show why it's exactly the same concept. Chinam means that's the way it is. So when you say, so, okay, I ask you, so why do you love this person? That's the way it is. When Akadosh Baruch Hu says that's the way it is, he says, that's the way it is. So it was exactly the difference between the infatuation that the Rambam brings about this infatuation with this beautiful girl, which is only meaningful in terms of how infatuated you are with Akadosh Baruch Hu. It's exactly the same concept that you yourself raised. So that's an easy way to see it.
I have to explain it to my son exactly that way Friday night.
Huh?
So, I actually explained to my son exactly that way.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay, it's time for the Halakha and Mishnah. So who do we got over here? I see Doc's trying to hide out there on the side of the screen. It's not going to help him one bit. And we're all going to be there for that big Malav Malka. Doc, you may as well come out of hiding and give it to us.
Sup, the Halakha Mishnah.
Ah, that's great. Well, you got great speakers here, I'm telling you. It's like Doc sitting here in the house. Unbelievable. Okay. So now the question is, do we have any need to be cheshesh that a cheresh etev a katan? I mean, is there a problem in their shkita? Well, remember the Masechet began with akol shechtem, and including the cheresh etev a katan, if acherim ro'im otam. So if acherim ro'im otam, so their shkita is a proper shkita, even b'nogeya these dinim. So of course you're chayev in kisui adam. However, how about if there's no achim roim otam? If it's benando v'natzman, so then you're potter milachasot, which is rather astounding because, I mean, maybe, you know, they ruined their shechita, but to say you shouldn't even be machmir to do the kisui adam, like, why not? It's not 100%, is it, that it's an avela? V'chein l'inyan otovet b'no. Same exact thing would be the situation if they shechted v'achim roim otam. So then you're not allowed to shech the ben, or you're not allowed to shech the ein. But if it was ben and ben atzman, oh, now all of a sudden here we start to say, well, not everybody agrees. Which we didn't say before say everybody agrees, right? That you're potter milachasot. Here is Rabbi Meir says, you don't have to worry about the shkita. You can go ahead and shech the ben and shech the yim. And for some reason, now we find that the chachomim argue, and the chachomim say, no, you have to be machmer. Why weren't they machmer on kisui adam? Why were they only machmer on otovet? But no, that's weird. Umodim, she'im, shachat. There might, even though we're telling you you're not allowed to do the shrita of the aim or the ben, if somebody did it, it's only a suffix. I mean, certainly we can't give you malchus arboim because there's no way to give you atra'a. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Why didn't these rabbonin, why didn't they argue right away? Well, the Mishnah was talking about the chiyav lechasot. When it comes to otovet penos, the chachomim say, no, you got to be machmir. Maybe they shechted right. And why, when it comes to kisei adam, do you not have to be machmir and say, maybe they shechted right? Well, that's because in the reisha, if we would have said to you, you have to do kisei adam, then people who see it will say, oh, apparently this was a kosher shechita. So they're going to go eat it. If they go eat it, they're eating a safek nevela. And therefore, we don't want people to eat from their shrita. And why is that different about the sefer, the Gemara? Give the Gamer Rabbanan also the Shrat Achrayan. The same Rabbanan say, you got to take the shrita seriously. You can't check the mother. You can't check the child. So people will say, if you can't check, so obviously this was a kosher shechita, and then you're going to come to eat from the shechita. It's exactly the same situation. So why don't we have the same gezeira? Nah, because there's a big difference between not shechting and being mechasa. If you're being mechasa, you're doing an act. But if you're not shechting, so nobody knows you wanted to shecht. Okay, you didn't feel like eating anything. I mean, amri bisra lo kami boilek. You didn't need any meat, and that's why you're not shechting. And if you cover the dam, what do you think that means? Everybody looks at the dam, they'll say, oh, look at this, he's doing kisei adam. That's not what they'll think. They'll think, that was the norm in those days. You shecht it. If you want to clean up the chutzah that you shecht it on, you pour offer on it, because otherwise you're going to have a filthy mess in your yard, right? So people will say, he's not doing the mitzvah kisiyadan. It's a naker chatzerohu tzarich. It's basically the same idea. I mean, if you're telling me that people are not necessarily going to conclude that it's a kosher shechita, so why would they necessarily conclude it's a kosher shechita by nikar if it could be nikar chatzer? Okay, and what about if they couldn't say that? What if you're in a garbage dump and somebody shechs over there in an ashpa? What are you going to say over there? If anybody sees kisiyadan, they're certainly not going to think you're coming to clean up the garbage dump, are you? And what about if somebody comes and asks Bezdin, is it okay if I don't cover the dam? Do I have to cover? No, you got to cover the dam. So then it gets out that Bezdin said you have to cover the dam. So then people will say, oh, Bezdin said it's kosher. So therefore, the Rabbonim have said the same thing about kisiyadan as they say about otor v'etmenah. So let me ask you, Sion, according to what you just said, the Seifa also means that the whole argument doesn't make any sense, because over there also, the nafkamina that you made over there does not apply to Bali Malech. If you go in and you ask the Bezdin, what do I do? And they come out and tell you to be machmer. So don't share, be machas to the dam. So if the Rabbanan hold in the first case that you don't do kisui, so then how can they say in the second case, by Oto Vedbeno, that you do kisui because you have the same chashash? If anybody goes to Bezdin, the people find out that Bezdin said, no, you're not allowed to shecht, so they'll say it's a kosher shechita. Okay, so all of our arguments are ridiculous. The fact is, there's no difference between the Resha, the Seifa, and the truth is the Rabbanan argue on the whole thing, and they actually don't agree, not with the Resha, not with the Seifa. The only reason that they argue on the Seifa, and they say, well, of course you have to be Machner. How do you know it's not a kosher shechita? Maybe it's a kosher shechita. If they said maybe it's a kosher shechita for Otov et Benon, they would say maybe it's a kosher shechita for Kisei Adam, and they would be Machner. They were waiting until Rebbe Meir said his Svara, and then they argued at the end. But obviously, an intelligent reader understands that they're arguing on both cases, not only in the case later. So they waited for Hara Plegela. They waited when he finished. They argued on both. So now, look, the Rabbanan makes sense. I mean, any normal person would say, you can't be absolutely sure that they made a mess of the Shechita, can you? So what do you lose by being Machmer and D'oraisa? There's a mitzvah b'machas, b'machas v'tan. There's an iser lav of being Otov et Beno, so don't do Otov et Beno. How in the world could you possibly ignore the suffix iser? So we should be Machmer on both sides. What am I going to do if you don't have any boost? My gosh, left downstairs. You'll have to take that boost for both of us, Gary darling.
It's a boost to Spiga. What do you mean?
I mean, I got boost in here, but how do I prove it? Okay. So anyway, I understand there are abundance for it. Any normal person would say, if it's a suffix, if it's suffix deraisa, go to the kisiyadan and chas v'sholom, don't shecht the aim or the ben on the same day if you might be over on a deraisa. Isn't that enough? But what the heck is Rebbe Meir saying? Why would Rebbe Meir say that you don't have to do kisiyadam, you don't have to do, you have to worry about Oto Vepino, it's a suffix deraisa. On Rebbe Yaakov, on Rebbe Yochanan, I'll tell you, Rebbe Meir held, if you ate that shechita, you would be chayiv malchus. It's avadai nevela. I mean, like, why would he say it's avadai nevela? So what, we have a chazaka, it's avadai nevela, my timer. Where would Rebbe Meir get that from? On Rebbe Ami, because since you go baser rov, rov at the time that a chere shet of a cotton are shochet, they make a mess of things. There is too many details in shechita that they're going to not be able to do properly. So whatever, they'll do a shehiya, they won't do the sacking properly, be something wrong with them. It's almost impossible. Most of the time, it's no good. Amalei Rav Papa, Vunibereid Rav Yeshua, some say, actually it was Vunibereid Rav Yeshua said to Rav Papa, why did you have to say, since you're coming to explain Rebbe Meir, why did you have to say he holds that most of the time? Remember that Rebbe Meir is Dafka, the one who says we're Chashin and Lemiyuta, right? So you don't need a rov. So according to him, my Arirov, even if it's only mute of the time. Because if you put together Rebbe Meir's Chayshin and Lemiuta, so it's not as if there's a rov, we don't worry about the mute. We still worry about the mute. Put that together with the Cheskas Isser that's on this Basar, and then you say, look, it's Varai Osir, and therefore you're Chayim Malkus, because you have Smoch Miuta Lechazoka, the Itra Leruba. If you have a chashash for me, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir. So then, bottom line is, it makes sense that Rebbe Meir says you're chayiv malchus if you eat it because of an aveira. Why did you have to say it's only because rov masim are mekukalim? Because we have exactly this situation where Rebbe Meir said exactly that. Take a look at the Mishnah, and this Mishnah we had in Tyrus. Tinok shenimtza betzada isa vatzik biyendo. Here you've got this baby. He's sitting next to mommy's dough. He's got a piece of dough in his hand. He's eating the dough. So we know perfectly well that if he's tamei, the dough is all tamei. Afal pikein, Rebbe Meir is metaher, and the chachonim are metami because they say, listen, I mean, most kids put their hands into the garbage dump, whatever, and, you know, so who knows what kind of shrutzen there was. So basically, you have to assume that it's tummy. So Darka Shotinak with the payoff, they put their hands all over the apartment. So we asked over there, what's Rebbe Meir's for? Why does Rebbe Meir say that it's Tohar? Mamish say it's Tohar, but he doesn't believe that Tinokot is the Darak to be Metaper Lashka. Ah, that's because Rebbe Meir's Hashin and the Miuta. So since he says Rov Tinokot Metapchi, true, but Miutan are not Metapchi. And if you smoke miyata lachazaka, so then you, exactly our case, right? Smoke miyata lachazaka, and therefore Yisrael Ruba, without coming on to Rov. So why did you need to come on to Rov over here? You could have explained Rebbe Meir properly with exactly the same svar that Rebbe Meir himself says, ben ogei the mission in Tyrus. I don't understand you. He says to Gemara, what are you comparing over here? Dinam of Sveikas? Tuma? You're comparing to Isser Veheter? Ima Musafik Tuma Latayr. Remember, there is a halacha Loshon Yisimai when it comes to Safik Tuma, that if it's a Safik, that there's no dat lishael, you don't have a person that is old enough to ask him, so what happened? So in a case where there's no dat lishael, we always paskin that a suffix tuma is tahor. And that's one of the dinim of that we learn out with the dinim that we learn out from Seita about suffix tuma b'shtarabim, suffix tuma b'shtayochit, that there has to be that lishael. And therefore, imam rusa fake tuma latayr, it's all very nice to say that Rebbe Meir was ready to say a suffix tuma is tahor, but that means he's going to say a suffix iser to be matir. Why would he be matir a suffix iser? If it's there's no concept of a shem badas lishah, and therefore, he would certainly be matir. If it's possible, why in the world would you want to be matir something where all you need to do is just not do it? I mean, it's clearly a possibility that it was a kosher shechita. Unless it's mamash a rov. So if it's a rov, and he holds, because it's a rov, you'd be mechayev an actual malkus. So then that means la halacha, we don't consider there to be even a chance. Because if it was a chance, it would be safek hasra. And if it's safek hasra, we wouldn't be able to give him malkus. So clearly these two piskei halachas of Rebbe Meir make it very clear that it has to be a rov. Now Rebbe paskined once, like Rebbe Meir, and another time Rebbe paskined like the chachamim. I mean, like, okay, he obviously changed his mind. Now the question is, which one was the latest psak of Rebbe, so that way we can know what to be simich on the halacha. So, I mean, I had dachrita, which one was the last one? Oh, I can tell you, because it was actually a mice of Rebbe Abba, Breder Pchia Bar Abba, was together with Rebbe Zera, and he was sitting and talking with Rebbe Zera, and it was right in front a pitcha de ve midrasha. It was right in front of the Beis HaMedrash. I was next to the shuk of Caesarea. Reb Ami walked out of the Beis HaMedrash, and he sees that Rebbe Zera is out there talking to Reb Abba Breder Pia. They did not like that. And so he said to them, how many times have I told you, you should not be sitting outside of the Beis HaMikdash and talking? I'm sure your own conversations, of course, are on a much higher madriga than anybody else. But you should be in the Beis HaMikdash. What if somebody needs to ask a shaila? They won't have anybody to talk to. The internet's down. Who are they going to talk to? So because of that, you should be in the Beis HaMikdash. So, okay. How many times does I tell you this? Maybe somebody, maybe he'll need to know something and he doesn't know it. And also, the truth is, he's going to just get messed up. So Rabbi Zera said, okay, fine, I'll go in. Rabbi Abba said, I ain't going in. Okay, so Rabbi Zera went in. And when he comes in, so he finds that they're all sitting around and asking exactly this question. So they were asking which one of Rebbe's Piskei Halachos was the later psak that we should allow on it. So Rebbe Zera says, you see, you idiots, you didn't allow me to stay outside. If I were to stay outside and I would be talking to Rabbi Abba Breivik of Chiya Bar Abba, now who do you think among all people to ask which one of the Piskei of Rebbe was the latest one? The best guy to ask was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because he might have heard from his father, this was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, he would have heard from his father, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Now, his father used to review all of the Torah that he learned, we saw this before, every 30 days in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And if he would have brought up these two Piskei Halachos of Rebbe, he would have asked Rabbi Yochanan, which one was the later psak? And then we would have a place where we could have answered the question. But now, of course, I need to come in because you need to have answers. And because you need to have answers, now none of us have answers. Thank you very much. Anyway, Lamaisa, my Yavela. So what ended up being the correct psak? Which Rebbe's psak was the latest psak? Tashma? The Shalach Rebbe Elazar Legola. That you should know, Rebbe was Meir, halacha like Rebbe Meir. So this he sent to Bava. But what do you mean? Rebbe also paskin like the Rabbanan. So what good is it for him to say that? El Olav, that's the whole point. The Rebbe Elazar sent them a message. If you have any question about what was the latest psak was like Rebbe Meir. El Olav Shmamina, Hade Achrita, Shmamina. And now.
Can you explain why he didn't walk in? Like why? Stay there at the doorway.
maybe he doesn't want people drawing him a cup while he's learning. As Rabbi Zera is a nice guy.
It's not like Rabbi Zera.
It's an adorable story. It's so human. Would you have gone? Yeah, Barnea would have gone in for sure. Would I have gone in? No, I'm not such a nice guy. Okay, so we're ready with Doc 2. Beep.
Sup, the Holy Commissioner.
Boy, oh boy. It's absolutely lit with a vengeance. I mean, now, suppose you had 100 chayot, then you shecht 100 chayot all in one place. You can do one kisui for the whole thing. You don't have to do a kisui between every shechita. But the dam is on top, and that doesn't matter because all of this dam, as we see from the pasuk, the Torah views as a lot of dam that needs kisui. And if you shecht 100 birds in one place, same thing. You do kisui after kulam. How about if you shecht first chayot, and then Ofot, all in the same place. So the Tanakama, same thing. You can do one Kisui. Doesn't matter whether the Dam is Dam Chaya, the Dam is Dam Of, all of the Dam is Chayav and Kisui. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you first did the Shechita of one Chaya or 100 Chayas, whatever, first finish the Kisui of the Chayas, then do the Shechita of the Of, Yachkach Yishchot of the Of, and then you'll do the Kisui separately. Of the oath. What's the marker for all of us? The marker is basically the Lashon of the pasuk. Ve'ish b'nei Yisrael menager agar b'tochan. We've spoken about this pasuk before. Asher yatsud tzed chaya o of asher yeachel v'shafach et damo v'chisahu be'afar. So, Rabban say, look, the word chaya, is that referring to a single animal? Or do we use the word chaya as talking about all chaya? Zot chaya she'tochu, we're talking about chaya. Chaya is the kind of word that can refer either to an individual animal or it can refer to a group of animals. So chaya, kol mashma, ben meruba, ben mu'et, it doesn't matter how many there are. We don't have a separate loshen, yochid, and rabin that we have to use when it comes to chaya, unless we want to, but daf can make the point. But if you just say chaya, it can mean either. Same thing shuv of. Of is the name of, like, the species that we call birds, ben meruba, ben muat, mikan amru, and this is the mocker for our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shachat me'a chayot b'kamechot. One key sweet. That's what it says, chaya. Shachat me'a chayot b'kamechot. One key sweet. It says, of. Now it says, chaya v'of b'kamechot. Why not? Kisa yachad b'kulam. Where did the Torah make a distinction? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Shachat chaya, first do the kisei of the chaya, then you can shech the of, and then you can do the kisei. Shenema chaya o of. So the extra o is actually puts it separate. Instead of saying chaya ve of, you say chaya o of. So that means you're being mechalek between chaya ve of. And that means that the Torah wants you to do the kisei of one first, and then do the kisei of the next. That's the point. So they answered him. Now, this answer doesn't make any sense, but in a minute, the Gemara is going to say, what's the meaning of this answer? So they answered, Rabbi Yudanan, no, Hareyu Omer, ki nefesh kol basar damo benaf shohu. Huh? What in the world? Okay, so we're going to have to make sense of what the answer that they're saying to Rabbi Yudan. I mean, well, what does that have to do with anything? So, Michael Maharebe, what's the meaning of that answer? No, the Rabbana was saying like this. You say, the O is there to make a distinction between the dam of the chaya and the dam of the of. That's not why it's there. It's there in order to be mechalek. Because if the Torah would have said chaya ve'of, I would have thought, if you shech the chaya and an of, so then you have to do kisui adam. But if you only shech one of them, you don't have to kisui adam. So obviously you have to say either or, that it's not going to be a mitzvah only on both. So therefore, I needed to tell me portion lechalik, but each one is separate. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know lechalik? That he's so sure? No, this is telling me dafka. You have to separate the acts of kisui. Rabbi Yehuda says it says damo. Damo means this individual dam. Damo, right? So I know the fact that each one is good enough on its own. You mentioned two things. You mentioned chaya. And you mention of, and then you talk about it in Loshon Yachid. Damo, how can it be Loshon Yachid if it has to be two things? So obviously it doesn't have to be two things, very simple. So I don't need the O to tell me that. Therefore, you know what the O is telling me? It's telling me make a distinction between the blood of the Chai and the blood of the of, and do a separate kisa. That's what it's saying. So what are the, he knows it from Damo. That's what the pasuk is. The Rabbanan say, damo does not mean loshen yachid either. Sorry. Because look at this pasuk. Ki nefesh kol basar includes every life form. Damo benafsho. So obviously you can use the word damo as not meaning a loshen yachid. So what do you want? So therefore, that doesn't prove anything. So we still need the O to be Mechalek. If we need the O to be Mechalek, we can't use it to tell me to do separate kisui. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Let me tell you something. Even a Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you cannot do one kisui for both, he's moda that when it comes to the bracha, that you definitely will only be mevorech on one. So this is a big issue. Rashi says over here, you'll only be mevorech one on the shechita. So in other words, you'll make a bracha on the shechita of all of the chayot and all of the ofot. Let's talk about the bracha of the kisui. You would have thought that what Gemara would be saying is that you can make one bracha on all the kisui, make a bracha on the first kisui of the chayot, and that bracha will still be chal on the kisui of the ofot that you do afterwards. You're going to review it, but that's not how Rashi understands it. Why? Because there's no dam here. In other words, if you're coming to make one bracha, and you have all of these various things to shecht in front of you, chayot, ofot, and so on. If you stop the shechita and you do the kisui, so the chiddush is, they're saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the kisui is a hefsek. Kisui is not a hefsek. So therefore, the shechita is continuing. Kisui is part of what you do when you do the shechita of a chaya. So we don't view that as a hefsek, and your original bracha is a perfectly good bracha. But how can you make a bracha on kisui hadan when there is no dan? Yeah, you haven't done the shechita yet to say, well, I made this kisui on this dam too. Which dam? The dam of all these birds. I don't see dam, I see birds. So therefore, you cannot make that bracha because it's not there yet. You don't even say, you'll make a bracha on the mezuzah of one petach. Then you'll go and duck the door and you'll say, I already made a bracha on the mezuzah, but that door wasn't there. So how could that bracha of that door be chal on the other door, which didn't exist? Therefore, the issue over here is that the bracha of the shechita, indeed, the kisa is not a hefsek in the shechita. That's how Rashi understands. So, Amar Ravina Rav Acha Breda Rava, some say Dafka the other way around, it was Rav Acha Breda Rava that was the one who said it. He said it over to Ravashi. I don't understand how this is any different than the famous story of the Talmidei de Rav. So there were two Talmidei, there were actually three Talmidim of Rav, but they used to take turns at who would be the waiter for the day. Oh, okay, great. So everybody took turns waiting on the table. So what happened over there is Rav Bruna and Rav Hanana. So they were Talmidim of Rav. They were sitting in the Seuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Sava. That's a heck of a waiter. Oh, gosh. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava is the waiter. And he's going out like, so they tell Rabbi Yehuda Sava, okay, bring us the kos, and we're going to say Birchat Hamazon. And now they say, you know what? Let's have another drink before we do Birchat Hamazon. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava is your waiter, you're in trouble. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava says, I ain't bringing you nothing to drink. Hochi Omarav, the psak is, the moment you say, give us wine, have livret, you're not allowed to drink anymore. It's a leila mishtachamra. He told me I should do this or give you stuff to drink. Anyway, so we see over there that the very fact that you determine that it's the end of the meal is mechayev you to bench and to make a new bracha. So why don't we say the same thing is true over here, that given the tapa leila kisui, the moment that you started working on the shechita of the chayot, so then that's the end. It's the end of the shechita, the same way that Havlan Livrich is the end of the meal. Now you're going to start a whole new issue, time to make a new bracha. The same way that Talmidei de Rav were told you're going to have to make a bracha on the wine. Ah, come on, it's not the same at all. I mean, the hot time, Mishta Vruchi Ba'aniyat Adi Lo Efshet. Point is, two things that cannot be done at the same time, definitely one is mafsik the other. But if you could do both things at the same time, then it's not absent. You can't drink and say a bracha at the same time. Maybe there's some people who try it, but they usually end up in the hospital. So you can't do that. Mashaken, over here, if you really are good at things, you know, you could shecht a bird with one hand, and with the other hand, you could be machasa, the hands of the blood of the chaya, and therefore, like, why would there necessarily be a hefsek? So, just the fact that there ended up being a hefsek, lamaisa, that's not a hefsek. What do you mean? Because I didn't drink for a minute, so I'm not allowed to drink more? There's no comparison. You could do both at the same time. Practice this, but don't try it at home. But everybody's wonderful, wonderful seeing you, Baruch Hashem. We should be zocha to continue tomorrow morning. And I thank the World Govs for an incredible Shabbos over here.
Thank you
very much. Both, I know Tanya's not here, but we're thanking both of them. Beautiful. Kotov, everyone. Have a wonderful Shabbat. I'm getting there, Barnea. If you want to sing instead of me, go ahead.
Where that was not Pelly.
That was not Pelly.
Ari. It was Ari.
Oh, my God. Wasn't even Cheshit.
It was Ari.
Hine El Yeshua, Tiftach, for more of God. Mash. Go to everyone.
Beautiful. Gets it silent.
Well, Hashem, very sweet. Now, it's converting. And Benny, you got to get this.
I'll get that to Benny.
You got to get this from?
Alon.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even tell you what you need to do.
We're putting on.
Pause this?
No.
Should we pause the recording?